Now finish them, Elderman Odder shouted, and the men who had been watching the duel screamed in triumph and rushed at the enemy. And there was panic now as the Danes tried to reach their boats. Some were throwing down weapons, and the cleverest were lying flat, pretending to be dead, and men with sickles were killing men with swords. The women from Cynwit's summit were in the Danish camp now, killing and plundering. I knelt by Ubba and closed his nerveless right fist about the handle of his war axe. Go to Valhalla, Lord, I said. He was not dead yet, but he was dying, for my last stroke had pierced deep into his neck. And then he gave a great shudder, and there was a croaking noise in his throat, and I kept on holding his hand tight to the axe as he died. A dozen more boats escaped, all crowded with Danes, but the rest of Ubba's fleet was ours. And while a handful of the enemy fled into the woods where they were hunted down, the remaining Danes were either dead or prisoners, and the Raven Banner fell into Odda's hands, and we had the victory that day. And Willibald, spear point reddened, was dancing with delight. We took horses, gold, silver, prisoners, women, ships, weapons, and mail. I had fought in the shield wall. Elderman Odda had been wounded, struck on the head by an axe that had pierced his helmet and driven into his skull. He lived, but his eyes were white, his skin pale, his breath shallow, and his head matted with blood. Priests prayed over him in one of the small village houses, and I saw him there, but he could not see me, could not speak, perhaps could not hear. But I shoved two of the priests aside, knelt by his bed, and thanked him for taking the fight to the Danes. His son, unwounded, his armour apparently unscratched in the battle, watched me from the darkness of the room's far corner. I straightened from his father's low bed. My back ached, and my arms were burning with weariness. I am going to Kridgenton, I told young Odda. He shrugged as if he did not care where I went. I ducked under the low door where Leofric waited for me. Don't go to Kridgenton, he told me. My wife is there, I said. My child is there.
Alfred is at Exonchester, he said.
So?
So the man who takes news of this battle to Exonchester gets the credit for it, he said.
Then you go, I said. The Danish prisoners wanted to bury Ubba, but Odda the younger had ordered the body to be dismembered and its pieces given to the beasts and birds. That had not been done yet, though the great battle axe that I had put in Ubba's dying hand was gone, and I regretted that, for I had wanted it. But I wanted Ubba treated decently as well, and so I let the prisoners dig their grave. Odda the younger did not confront me, but let the Danes bury their leader and make a mound over his corpse, and thus send Ubba to his brothers in the corpse hall. And when it was done, I rode south with a score of my men, all of us mounted on horses we had taken from the Danes. I went to my family.